The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
It is the Savage Nation. I am Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage. Glad to be here. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and all of that seasonal greetings. Just know that you can get all of the latest headlines and subscribe to the Savage newsletter at michaelsavage.com. And in the mention of the holidays, it's not too late to pick up the New York Times bestseller, Scorched Earth. It's more important now than ever as we turn a page in history into the Trump administration, just a few weeks away. It is truly amazing. And also for your dog lovers, you can get a copy of Teddy and Me. And if you're not a dog lover, well, Teddy and Me will make you into a dog lover. And all there at michaelsavage.com. Happy to be here. Happy to be back on the Savage Nation. We're going to be talking about a lot today. Let's get right to it. We have the President of the United States, in my opinion, sabotaging President-elect Donald Trump. We saw his wife last week. It received a lot of press. The First Lady, President Obama's wife, Michelle, talking about a smooth transition of power, but nothing could be closer to the truth. We have, just the other day, President Obama blocking drilling in the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans, trying to make that permanent, invoking a 1953 law governing the Outer Continental Shelf to block drilling in federal waters. That's to hold back Donald Trump from going after our oil and moving us closer to energy independence. And he also fired the top climate change, a.k.a. global warming scientist. There was a new congressional investigation that found out and has determined that the Obama administration fired a top scientist and intimidated staff at the Department of Energy in order to further its climate change agenda. And then we have the issue of terrorism. And the others affect your wallet, but this one could affect the health and safety of your families. We have Syrian refugees and refugees from Middle Eastern countries being welcomed with open arms by the Obama administration. They're trying to get as many through the door before President-elect Trump takes the oath of office. And between the oil drilling, or the banning of oil drilling, the firing of a scientist who basically complied with Congress and was forthright with Congress, and the terrorism angle, we see a president who is not looking out for the American people. Not your life, not your livelihood, certainly not your safety. And what I mean by that is, terrorists. We saw what happened in Germany. 12 dead, numerous injured. We saw what happened in the summer, which was almost forgotten about until this last one. Nice, France. 80 people killed when a quote-unquote lone wolf from ISIS came through with a truck, mowed down hundreds of people, but 80 of them perished. I have to admit, I'm a little embarrassed to say that that left my radar. I wasn't thinking about that until it happened in Germany again the other day. And by allowing in all of these refugees into the country, where we know there's a lot of bad apples in there, the president is knowingly putting your life and the lives of your family members in danger. Now, we have all around the country, from Maine to San Diego and Seattle down to Miami, people celebrating Hanukkah. We have people Christmas shopping. You don't need a bomb anymore. You know, you don't need any. You could use a pressure cooker like the Boston Marathon bombers. You could use a car just to mow down the street of people shopping in festivities and street fairs and flea markets and things like that. But the president doesn't seem to care. He doesn't seem to care how much gasoline and oil for heating is going to cost you in the future. Have that cold snap, that quote-unquote polar vortex coming across the nation right now, freezing the petunias off of everybody. Oil, it's going to cost you a lot to heat your house, keep your family warm, keep your family alive. It's going to cost you more for gasoline down the line, but he doesn't care. Then there's the issue of climate change, the hoax that is climate change. Just as an aside, did you know that NASA and NOAA and the National Climate, Ice, and Data Center have all been caught falsifying data on multiple occasions? I mean, it's incredible. And this is who this president and this is who the left embrace, all at the cost of you. There is a total indifference by President Obama to the American people. And then they wonder why Donald Trump won with, now finally, 304 electoral votes. They wonder why he crossed the magical 300 threshold. They just don't get it. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. And the media, except for on shows like Dr. Savage's show here, The Savage Nation, they don't report on it a lot. You won't hear about this on CNN. You won't hear, certainly won't hear about it on MSNBC. Fox might have it. I don't know. Occasionally, they might get a mention in there. But it's really not covered. I mean, how many folks out there knew that Obama blocked the drilling in most of the Arctic and Atlantic Oceans? I mean, it was mentioned the other day, but you think, well, what's he doing this for? Well, everybody tries to squeeze in stuff before they go out the door. It's not about Trump, okay? He's undermining Trump, but in undermining President-elect Trump, he's undermining you. So again, as we have seen in so many cases over the last 7 or 8 years, we see a president's ideology and his agenda, and the pushing, the obsession of pushing that agenda, getting in the way of you, getting in the way of how much you're going to pay for fuel for your house and for your car, getting away with who knows the types of regulations and how it drives up the cost of goods and services with this climate change farce that's going on out there. And then the ultimate, not to be redundant, but life and death, and that is the issue of your safety. Again, you don't have to be on the 106th floor of the World Trade Center. You don't have to be on the USS Cole. You don't have to be at a disco in Bali or at a hotel in Mumbai. It could be anywhere. Where I live, the restaurants and bars are packed on the weekends. If, God forbid, anybody drove down a street, that street, the main drag, they would take out more people than they did in Nice. There wouldn't be any place for anybody to go. And now we have these lone wolf terrorists that are out there that, unfortunately, as much as our hardworking men and law enforcement try to protect us from them, you can't do it. You can't do it. We just saw that the suspect in Germany had been questioned by the authorities, and you know, then they have to let him go. Same thing happened with the Boston bomber a few years ago. The older brother, Tamerlan Tsarnaev, he was questioned by the FBI, but nothing there at the time. So you can't watch these guys 24/7. So even if the boots on the ground, the men and women in law enforcement and in the alphabet city of our agencies in Washington, D.C., right down to our local police forces, I do think they care, because it's their lives, and it's the lives of their family members as well. They don't want to see anything happening. But I do think the elitists, I do think the powers that be, the Obamas and everybody on that level, they're proactively importing terrorists into the country. And I don't know what does Obama think this is going to be his legacy, that down the road in 100 years he won't be remembered for Obamacare. No, he'll be remembered for jacking up the population of Syrian refugees and Muslims in America, you know, trying to add to that 1,000-year plan that, you know, you hear about conspiracy theorists say they're not going to go after us like Hitler, they're not going to go after us like Khrushchev and Brezhnev, they're going to get us, take over, literally one birth at a time. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. Yet, President Obama's approval ratings hover around 53-55%. It is an amazing phenomenon. So we're going to talk with you about that. If you are so inclined to take part in the conversation, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-7282. Coming up a little later in the show, we're going to be talking also about racial issues in America, and how MTV is putting out a notice for white man resolution for white men 2017. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. And we're also going to talk a little bit in the second hour about fake crimes, fake crimes to make other groups look bad. In this case, it was a firebombing in a church that was purported to be by a Trump supporter. Okay, as soon as it happened, my gut told me it wasn't, but we'll talk extensively about that. Also, a Muslim woman on the train from a few weeks ago said she was accosted by three white men, of course Trump supporters, on a subway. That turned out to be false too. So we've got a lot coming up for you. I mean, we also here on the Savage Nation are going to bring you the breaking news, the latest. Sean Spicer from the RNC has been named White House press secretary. That's pretty big news. I wonder how the mainstream media is going to try to drag him through the mud. If you ever watch CNN, you ever watch Fox, you'll know the face of Sean Spicer. He has been around for many years, and he has been a spokesperson for the RNC for a very, very long time. I don't know the number of years. And trust me, as much as he's accustomed to speaking in public, as much as he's accustomed to being on TV, his life is going to change. White House spokesperson, the daggers are going to come out. Boy, I'll tell you, if he looked at a kid the wrong way in fourth grade, you're going to hear about it by tomorrow morning on the news. So we'll have that and everything, and your opinion, most importantly, and your conversation coming up here on the Savage Nation. Again, my name is Lou Pate. Thrilled to be in here for Dr. Savage on the Savage Nation. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. And remember, you can check out everything at michaelsavage.com. This is the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage, the home of Scorched Earth, Teddy and me, and MichaelSavage.com, where you can sign up for the newsletter. Don't waste any time. Get there and get there before the holidays and thereafter, too. There has never been a more important time. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. As mentioned, Lou Pate here with you. If you're just joining us, we were talking about President Obama trying to undermine President-elect Trump in the areas of oil drilling, which he has banned in the Atlantic and Arctic, most of them, firing climate change scientists who were forthright with Congress, and most importantly, those affect your pocket, but most importantly, the terrorism angle of trying to bring in, with limited vetting, the Syrian refugees and other people from Middle Eastern countries, which we don't know how many of them are terrorists already or how many of them are on the fence and are weak-minded and then can be brainwashed. We've seen it in Brussels. We've seen it in France. We've seen it in Germany. How long before we see it here? But one of the things that sticks out is, just to digress a bit, is December 6th, MacDill military base, Obama encouraging soldiers to resist President Trump's authority. Now, that's an older story. But still, what does that tell you? This is not leadership. Again, it's about ideology. It's about pushing forward the narrative. It's not about leading the American people. He's got his hand in your pocket, and he's taken away a shield from your safety. Let's get to the phones here on the Savage Nation. Jim, calling in from WNTW. Welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate. How are you?
Hey, Mr. Pate. Thank you for taking the call here.
Thanks for calling in. How can we help you today?
I just wanted to make a brief comment into what you were briefly discussing with President Obama's immigration policy. You know, I don't consider myself a right-wing person, but I think that the national security of the United States should transcend all policies, and the basic job of the president is to keep the people of this country safe. And what I see President Obama doing is weighing political choices by allowing immigrants to come into this country, not even refugees, but immigrants to come in, that will traditionally vote Democratic, or at the very least be beholden to the Democratic Party and let that come in, but whereby President Obama and other Democratic leaders have basically weighed the harms of this loose vetting or no vetting whatsoever and have said, you know, the possibility of a terrorist attack, we're willing to sacrifice security there, willing to weigh those harms in order to have a long-term benefit of degrading the traditional Republican base with groups that tend to vote Democratic. And I just want to say, as a combat veteran, a veteran of both the conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan, and then also serving in the anti-Islamic extremist insurgency in the Philippines, I have seen, unfortunately, Muslims at their worst, but also Muslims at their best. And what we're asking is I think, the president and our leaders to take an approach that ensures the people of this country are safe, and that we let the right people in, but we keep the wrong people out.
That's excellent, said in an excellent way. Jim, why do you think President Obama is doing this? And now he's dumped the registry for immigrant men, mostly Muslims. It's the National Security Entry Exit Registration System. That's a post 9/11 requirement for immigrant men from predominantly Muslim countries to register with the government. He's now getting rid of that. It's like he's almost doing this stuff to stick it in the eye of people, when he doesn't realize we have just 3 days old evidence that this group coming in is not safe.
Yes, you know, I think that President Obama ultimately has the agenda of considering where voters tend to vote Democratic and what various demographics, whether they be racial, gender, income, and, you know, says basically the future of the Democratic Party is with one that will be supported by that of supposed refugees, but of immigrants that will come in and tend to vote Democratic. And in doing so, he will expedite that process and will ingratiate himself into these communities. And the entry-exit regulations you just mentioned are another step in doing so, making it easier for those that have, you know, baggage coming in. And we end up in a situation like we did in Germany just 2 or 3 days ago, in which a guy from Tunisia comes into the country, is under surveillance, gets by, moves around, and then ends up most likely, you know, killing people, you know, by stabbing someone else, stealing his truck, and ramming into a Christmas market. And unfortunately, we have become so regularly accustomed to these terrorist attacks, we've almost become numb. But, you know, we hopefully have a leader in President Trump and in a strong national security team that will ultimately be the best friend to those that are coming into our country rightfully, but the worst enemy to those who want to come into our country for the wrong reasons and our enemies across the world.
Jim, well said, and I commend you for your service. Thank you for your call. If you're holding, please continue to hold. You are listening to The Savage Nation. We'll be right back.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. I'm Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage, the home of Scorched Earth and Teddy and Me. You can go check those out at michaelsavage.com. And while you're there, please sign up for the newsletter. And while you're at michaelsavage.com, you can follow up on some of the stories that we're talking about here. We were talking about Trump being undermined by President Obama, and Muslim terrorism in Germany and how it relates to us here. And there's an article there that links to it. Trump suggests he may go ahead with Muslim immigration ban after Berlin attack. Those are pretty strong words from the president-elect, and I think he has a lot of support in the country. I know I support the wall. I support the ban. We'll talk more about that later. But let's get to the phones. 800-400-SAVAGE. Corey from my home nation.
Hi, good afternoon and Merry Christmas. I'm actually in New Jersey. Same thing.
Okay. Same difference.
I've noticed...
What happened, Corey?
I'm there?
You're on the air, yes.
Oh, I thought I got cut off. I noticed a huge concerted effort on the left lately painting Obama's administration as the most transparent and scandal-free administration, and I don't know if they're either just outright liars or delusional or, you know, who are they kidding here?
Well, I think that the media has exposed themselves, that the emperor has no clothes, so to speak, but I think that they have And Trump has exposed them throughout the course of the last year that it's all propaganda. It's not news. It's all predicated on pushing the narrative of the liberal left. Yeah, that's the whole thing about Obama being least transparent. That went out the window years ago because he is the least transparent. Richard Nixon was more transparent than President Obama. And you know, the scandals are the scandals. Pick the one you want. The one that jumps out at me that they didn't want to report is, well, number one, Hillary had her illegal email service, which just in its existence was illegal. Obama said he heard about it on the news, and then we find out later that he had an alias email that he used to communicate with her through this unsecured illegal server. I mean, there's a number of them. But thank you for your call. Let's head out west to Reno in the great KKOH. Mary, our first female caller. Welcome, Mary. How are you? Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Merry Christmas. Thanks for taking my call.
And Merry Christmas to you, Mary.
Thank you. I don't think it's about getting the immigrants to vote. I think it's about getting them to run for office, because Obama's already stated he wants to be the talent scout when he gets out of office. So what better field of candidates to choose from than the incoming immigrants who could get in and run for office at the local level, city hall, the school board? Okay, we know how Sharia law works. All right, and then let's go for a governorship or seven or eight, and then, hey, how about a congressman and a senator?
Well, we already have that in the radical Keith Ellison, and well, he's got radical ties to the Muslim Brotherhood and also some racial organizations there as well. And I found the he wants to be the coach for the upcoming Democratic leadership. I found that interesting because, Mary, I mean, he couldn't coach his own cabinet. Look at the dismal, they're picking on Trump's cabinet, but look at the dismal picks he's had in, they're all academia from Harvard and elsewhere. So if he's going to be the teacher, if he's going to be the coach, they're not going to get very far.
Much about a coach, but the talent scout.
Talent scout. Yes, I agree. No, I agree. But thank you for your call, Mary. But it is part in parcel getting votes. But what you say is true, Mary, because there are towns in Michigan that are all Muslim, where the city council is all Muslim, the mayor is Muslim, the police force is Muslim. Granted, they're small towns, but that is where it starts. But I do appreciate it. Let's move on to Roger. Roger at WFJX, welcome to the Savage Nation with Lou Pate. How are you?
Fine. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, yes. So can all of America. Millions of Americans listening to you right now.
I wanted to say that the elephant in the China shop is the fact that it's a suicide, a genocide of Christians, and we're not letting any Christians come into the country.
I'm glad that you brought that up because of the refugees that are coming into the nation from Middle Eastern countries, it's like less than 1% of the number that is coming in are actually Christians. And thank you for bringing that up, Roger, because that is a point that should not be overlooked. I mean, ISIS today issued an edict to attack Christian churches. Well, of course, they're churches. They have to be Christian. But they actually issued that today. Unfortunately for our friends in the Jewish faith, they're not targeting them. I don't know why they're not telling them to target temples as well. But they're actually in this Christmas season, which also overlaps with Hanukkah. They actually issued an edict to attack these churches. It is truly an amazing phenomenon, and nobody seems to have a problem with this. It's just to mention, they actually published a list of churches to attack, not just in general. It's truly amazing, Roger.
The point I'm making is that we know ISIS is terrible, but the point is that Obama is terrible and prejudiced, and no one is calling him out for it. This is racism and bigotry. He was one of the top students in his Quran class in Indonesia, and almost every action you can see he has taken is consistent with someone who wants to advance the cause of radical Islam.
Well said. Thank you for your call. I couldn't have said it myself. Think, I just want to, just with President Obama, think about it. President Obama is truly biracial. His mother is 100% white. His father was 100% black. That makes him 100% biracial. Not a quarter this, not a quarter that, not a tenth this, not like Elizabeth Warren, 1/32nd Cherokee. 50-50. Think of the opportunity that he missed as truly not the first black president, not just another male president, but truly the first biracial president. I've made this point before, and he blew it. He blew it. Instead of bringing people together and saying, I'm 50% white, I'm 50% black, I'm biracial, let's all live in harmony, peacefully coexist. No. He took one side. And because it was politically expedient at the time, back in 2007, 2008, and he ran with it. And that has been his MO all the way through. Okay? He takes things for what they are politically, not the will of the people, not the good of the people. Right up until today, 3 days before Christmas, we see him undermining President Trump, which I've already, President-elect Trump, which I talked about in great detail, and also limiting and eliminating vetting of Syrian refugees and refugees coming in from other countries. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. Okay, but let's get back to the phones. I love to talk to Dr. Savage's listeners. From my current hometown in South Florida, Joe at WFTL. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for holding. What's up?
That was a good point about being biracial. I always thought if I never agreed with Obama, but him being half black and half white, I figured he would definitely be able to unify people. And obviously, like you said, it was killed. Beautiful opportunity to do that.
It was June of 2008. He said, and I'm paraphrasing, but he said, they're going to try to scare you. Oh, and by the way, they're going to tell you he's black. And it was at that moment I said, this guy's going to ride the race card all the way to the White House, and the media is only too happy to carry him on his shoulders like Cleopatra or a coach that just won the Super Bowl.
Absolutely. But my point was about, it's all, like all this other stuff is going on, but what's going on with the UN, they're trying to stop let Israel take down their settlement, and there's a vote going on, and everything is, that's just going under the table. And I actually told your call screen, I think Trump should sit this one out because it's a no-win situation with Palestine and Israel. And I actually thought when he first came and ran about everything and started talking about that, about being neutral and listening to both sides, I was like, that's brilliant, because you pick one side or the other and you're going to lose on both sides. So if you just play in the middle and let things work out, because you're not going to solve the problem. I'm sorry. We've had how many presidents in 40 years who've never got anything accomplished. So he's just staying out of it for now. I just want to know your opinion.
You're a little broken up there. No, I mean, presidents can get things done if they truly want to. Many presidents have gotten many things done. Sitting it out. I don't think that's good. Here's what I think. I go back to what Mike Pence said. Mike Pence said once President elect Trump is inaugurated, it's time to hold on. So. I don't think so, but let's move on. Let's go to Mark, WVNN, and was it Huntington, Alabama, if I remember, right?
Hey, can you hear me?
Huntsville, that's right. Huntsville, Alabama, skyrocket capital of the world. How you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing? I'm in Montgomery, actually.
Okay, well, we have a good signal down there, WVNN. How can I help you?
President Obama has ignored has not done his job since he's been in office, and when everything that he's doing now will not matter. Anything that he's doing right now will not matter when Donald Trump gets in office, because the president's powers are wide-ranging when it comes to defending America and keeping America safe and enforcing our laws. So
That's the, but Mark, that is an excellent point. But let me tell you something. What he is doing, he knows that once President Trump gets into office, he knows, Obama knows that he could erase a lot of what he's doing. But what it does is it's time consuming and it makes him expose his political hand. You know, if he in some way, shape or form can reverse this law now that you can't drill for oil in much of the Arctic and Atlantic oceans, it becomes a headline for CNN that not that the environmentalists are ever going to like him anyway, but it was also a favor to the environmentalists. I forgot to mention that too. Firing the climate change scientist, which I mentioned earlier, who was forthright with Congress, that was a favor to the environmentalists, and also ending the drilling, that also was a favor to the environmentalists. But yeah, it won't matter in a month. You're right, Mark, but it's going to be time-consuming. It's going to cost time and resources, and the most valuable commodity a president has, even with all his power, is time, because it's so limited, because in 3 years you have to start campaigning again.
He's not in there. Thank God.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Do appreciate your call. Let's head back out west. Brian at Dr. Savage's first radio home, KSFO. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Welcome. How can I help you?
Hey, I'm a born-again Christian who is conservative, married to a Muslim Arab a woman. And, we both agree about the Muslim problem that we're having around the world with terrorism. But one thing that, you know, with my background, I've lived all over the world and a lot of Islamic countries and things like that. My only concern with Trump's statement about possibly banning Muslims from coming into the country is I think we're looking at the wrong issue here. The issue is the Muslims that are in France who are European, the Muslims who are in Belgium who are European passport holders. So if we're going to ban Muslims from Muslim countries, what do we do about the real terrorists that are in the European countries who are second, third generation Muslims? Who travel freely to America, and that's who's doing these attacks.
Well, Brian, that's the gold standard. Having a passport that lets you easily come to and from the United States, that they did not have that even 15, 16 years ago in the ramp up to 9/11 and shortly after 9/11. Now, you know, next generation has, well, they were kids at the time, but now they're grown men, and that is the carte blanche, because it is. It's impossible to vet them, but we, in one, some way, shape, or form, we must find a way to vet them. And Obama didn't help, not President-elect Trump, he didn't help you and me, the American people, when he killed the Muslim immigration registration program today. That basically says, I don't care if terrorists come into this country. Am I wrong, Brian?
You're right all the way. And then I think what President Obama did was a disgrace to our country. And I think this is a problem with his administration has been so pro-Islamic that they're more radicalized even within their administration. If you look into the administration of the U.S. government today, there is more Muslim Brotherhood that work for the State Department than the administration of President Morsi in Egypt when he was president in Cairo.
Let me ask you this while I have you, Brian. You're in a major city. You're in San Francisco. It's a great city. I've been out there many times. Beautiful. People are a little kooky, but a wonderful place anyway. Are you willing to change your lifestyle? And what I mean by, you know, are you going to go to a street festival and look over your shoulder? Are we at that point? Because if we're at that point, the terrorists have won. And what I talked earlier in the show, for those just joining us and you, Brian, is that there is government indifference. So think about that. That's a rhetorical question. Think about that. My name is Lou Pate. We're going to take a quick break. I encourage you to go to michaelsavage.com, sign up for the newsletter, check out Scorched Earth, and also the book Teddy and Me. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate in for Dr. Savage. Glad to be here. If you want to get involved in the conversation, it's 855-400-SAVAGE. And, of course, all things Dr. Michael Savage, go to michaelsavage.com. Sign up for the newsletter. It is not too late for the holidays. It is more important now than before the election. And, of course, you can still get Teddy and me while you are there. We're going to continue our conversation. I always like to leave it open for the things we've been talking about with President Obama sabotaging President-elect Trump on oil, on climate change, on terrorism. But really, he's undermining you, your safety, and your wallet. But coming up, we're going to be talking about fake crimes out there in the United States that are designed to make conservatives look like hate-mongering criminals. It is truly an amazing phenomenon that's going on out there. A lot of it is ignored by the military. Listen to me, by the media. Hey, by the way, little cider. What was President Obama's first promise? To close Gitmo. Still open. He didn't get anything done. And just so you know, Donald Trump says he wants to greatly strengthen and expand nuclear capabilities for the U.S. It'll be a radical change. That and more coming up on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, the Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, filling in for Dr. Savage. Happy to be here and happy to tell you to go to michaelsavage.com where you can sign up and subscribe to the Savage newsletter. It's not too late to pick up the New York Times bestseller, Scorched Earth, for the holidays. It is more important now than it was before the election. And while you're there, for you dog lovers, and if you want to become a dog lover, check out the book Teddy and Me. Trust me, it will steal your heart. For all things Dr. Savage, go to michaelsavage.com. We've got a lot we want to get to, but we also want to invite you into the fray. 800-400-SAVAGE, 800-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-SAVAGE. Got to give out the whole number there. My apologies. Shifting gears here, but we're still going to keep the window and the door open for things pertaining to our first topic where we talked about President Obama undermining President-elect Trump. There was a lot of name-calling during the election. Vile names, horrible names. It started out with them calling President-elect Trump a racist and a bigot, and it ended with Hillary Clinton calling we, the Trump supporters, baskets of deplorables and everything in between. And there was a lot going on where there was violence at Trump rallies, but most of it was perpetrated by supporters of Bernie Sanders at the time. Remember Bernie Sanders? He had the primary stolen from him by Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who was the head of the DNC at the time. Ironically, now they gave the DNC over to Dirty Donna Brazil, who was caught feeding questions to the Hillary Clinton campaign, and the media, and not Bernie Sanders nor the media said anything about that being stolen. There was, don't get me wrong, there was a couple incidents at Trump rallies. There was the older gentleman who punched a young black male in the face, but aside from that, it was all rehearsed, coordinated attacks to make Trump supporters look bad. And what happened just before, a couple of months actually before the election, there was a black church in Mississippi, okay, it was arson was done there, extensive damage. And on the side of the building, it said, vote Trump, okay? As soon as I saw that on TV, I said to myself, this is just too obvious. Well, the news just broke yesterday that, and trust me, this news won't make national headlines the way the other one made national headlines, that it was a member of the said Mississippi church that was burned. Who did it? A black male, okay, who wrote, and I quote, "Vote Trump" on the building, okay? And now authorities say they have the arsonist. It's truly amazing. He wanted to let people believe that it was Trump supporters playing into that media narrative that they're racist and they're deplorable and they're bigoted and they hate anybody who's not white. And obviously, it's the furthest thing from the truth. And the general public, the logical general public, not the crazy Berkeley tree-hugging nutcases up there in Northern California, logical people, and there are logical Democrats out there, didn't buy into it. 53% of white women voted for now President-elect Trump. 49% of college graduates voted for President-elect Trump, and also his numbers were up in Hispanic, Asian, and black communities. So they failed, but this is still going on, okay? In Ann Arbor, Michigan, there's another anti-Muslim hate crime that has been debunked. Police are saying there was a false report was filed by a Muslim University of Michigan student who told police several weeks ago that a man threatened to light her on fire if she did not remove her Muslim garb. And this is as she supposedly walked down the street. This echoes the 22-year-old female in New York City who said she was accosted by three Trump supporters on a subway platform in New York City, in Manhattan, and nobody, none of the New Yorkers on that platform helped her. Well, one good thing about Big Brother watching is most, if not all, subway platforms in New York City have cameras now. So the police, they did invest a lot of time and resources into this, but they were able to uncover that the crime never took place. They could only find one male on surveillance who kind of fit the description of what she said, but he never once interacted with her. So we have this, and this is a learned behavior, folks. In my opinion, feel free to agree or disagree. This is something that is encouraged by the media, because when you see CNN and when you see MSNBC lying all the time, when you go on their websites and there are these stories that, you know, Hillary Clinton feels comfortable standing up in front of a crowd calling Trump supporters a basket of deplorables. It used to be the worst thing somebody could call another human being was, aside from a murderer, was a racist. It's just something that you did not do. And now it's just common. This group is racist. That group is racist. You had Jennifer Palmieri from the Clinton campaign, one of the chief strategists there, arguing with Kellyanne Conway from the Trump campaign after the election, talking about how she ran a racist campaign. We have Bill Clinton just the other day talking to a small newspaper in upstate New York outside of Chappaqua where he lives. He was at a book signing saying Trump doesn't know much, but he knows how to appeal to angry white men. And again, nothing is further than the truth. But I'm immersed in this stuff. I love this stuff. I'm a news junkie. My form of entertainment is reading websites and reading all these stories and constantly watching the news. I know, I have a sixth sense of what's actually entertaining. But I do. I enjoy it. But most people are not into it that much. They'll catch the news. They might catch the headlines on a website while they're on their train. At least now there's internet everywhere. You can have your tablet, but you've got your 9-to-5. You've got your kids. You've got the activities with the kids, whether it's soccer, whether it's dance class, whether it's hockey, regardless of what it is. You're busy. Everybody out there in Dr. Savage's audience is very busy. So you catch a headline. You might see something on the news. Black church bombed, vote Trump written on the side. You hear a story, gee, Muslim University of Michigan student accosted for wearing her Muslim clothing as she walked down a street in Ann Arbor. Oh, another, the subway girl, she was attacked. And it, just in passing, if you get this, and they count on this, folks, they count on this. You would think, geez, these Trump supporters are out of control. They're very hateful. The media is right. But it's just not true. It's not even happening. So I'd like to know from you, the listeners to the Savage Nation, Dr. Savage's loyal followers, loyal listeners, and soon to be loyal viewers, once they put up the camera after the first of the year sometime, What can be done about this? Shouldn't there be some quality in news? Shouldn't there be some consequences aside from people tuning out? Because what happens is people then forget. They forget that this happened. There's an earthquake. There's a tsunami. There's some type of devastation that happens somewhere in the world. And people forget about it, and they start tuning on CNN. And then it comes, you know, becomes vogue again. And you start looking at different things and on the news. And you forget that these things happened. And it's always, you know, think about it. Let me just digress for a second here. Dylann Roof, murderer of those, what, nine people in that church in Charleston, South Carolina. A horrible, heinous crime. If we are ever going to move forward as a society, it's not nine blacks murdered by white supremacist wannabe. He wasn't even a white supremacist, although he described himself as one. He was a wannabe. He wasn't even good enough to be as low as a white supremacist. It should be crazy person kills nine innocent people. Okay? And stop identifying everybody by race. You can't identify somebody by race. If police are looking for a suspect running down the street, you can't say the white guy with the red shirt and red hair just robbed the bank. You can't say the Hispanic guy. No, you can't say it. So why in every news story? And then it's selective the way they do it. It's like, if it's a black victim, they make sure they identify him as black victim. If it's a Democrat who's got caught, you know, doing some nefarious, crazy deed, stealing money, they never mention that it's a Democrat. It is truly an amazing phenomenon that we are experiencing in this country, and it goes on every day. I only watch CNN now because I have to. You put it on, and it's always something negative. As I mentioned earlier in the show, for those of you who are just joining us, Sean Spicer with the RNC is going to be the White House press secretary, the White House spokesperson. That's big news. Congratulations to him. A big step forward in his career. I guarantee you, this guy is going to be dragged through the mud within the next, well, we'll say next 7 days, because we've got Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, Saturday and Sunday. So maybe they'll put the vipers will put the claws away for a few days. But the centipede, if you will, they'll put their claws away for a few days. And then they'll drag this guy through the mud. We're going to find out everything that happens to him. But when it's on the side of a conservative, people, they run with it and they don't care. We've been seeing it now for 15 months. Well, we've been seeing it for years, but we've been seeing it hardcore for the last 15 months where they don't even pretend. And I have to give the obligatory, could you imagine if the shoe was on the other foot and it was, you know, a white guy who bombed a church or a firebombed the church, arson the church, and you know, wrote vote Hillary, trying to make it reverse or something along those lines, you'd be hearing about it for 3-4 weeks. But this time it's a black guy, black church, vote Trump, a setup. Most of these things we hear in the news are setups. And now another one in Michigan. So you know what is going to happen? There are nuts out there. There are racists of all colors. There are bigots from all backgrounds. And something bad is going to happen to a very nice, innocent person out there, and no one's going to care. If you'd like to get on the conversation, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage, and don't forget to check out michaelsavage.com. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage. Glad to be here. We encourage you to take part in the conversation. 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. And, of course, go to michaelsavage.com and check out Scorch Earth and subscribe to the newsletter. You will not be disappointed. Before the break, we were talking about people committing fake crimes to try to make conservatives look bad. It's something that takes place a lot in the last few months, the last year and a half, and the media is only too happy to run with it. But there's nothing happens to these people. They get a slap on the wrist, you get a fine, maybe the arsonist might be in deeper water then, but if it's the reverse, they run with it forever. If God forbid, a conservative actually committed a crime, it's news for 3 weeks. They just don't put it down. And this, I think this is it's not going to stop, but I truly believe that Americans are smarter than that. You, the Dr. Savage listeners, are much smarter than that because no one's paying attention. Think about what President-elect Trump went through for 15, 16, 17 months. Him and his family constantly berated, called every vile name, and the supporters, us, every vile name under the sun by the media, by the president, by the Democratic candidate. But when it came to Election Day, the Hispanic community didn't buy it. That Trump was a bigoted racist who didn't want to allow Mexicans in. He clearly said drug dealers and criminals. The black community didn't buy it. Now, granted, he did not get the numbers that President Obama got both elections. He doesn't get the numbers that any Democratic candidate gets, but he did have an uptick. It was a couple of percentages more than Mitt Romney. Anything into the positive is good with the black community. And of course, high with white males and much higher with white women than anticipated. But let's get to the phones. Tom, welcome from KBOI in Idaho. Tom, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, Merry Christmas, and thanks for having me.
Merry Christmas to you and your family. I appreciate that.
So you actually had made the comment that I was wanting to make. I thought it was very interesting how if the tables were turned, the media would be all over. If, say, a Trump supporter filed a false report claiming that they were attacked by Democrats or by liberals, and then it turned out to be false, that Trump supporter would be hung to dry for however long they want to put it. But when it's somebody that's claiming that it was Trump supporters, they play on it until they find out it's false, and then it just kind of fades away.
Well, you know what it is, Tom? I've lived in, what is it, nine cities in seven different states. And Americans help people. It doesn't, that person looks like a Democrat or that person looks like a... People in general in America are good people. And if someone's bothering a student walking down a street in Ann Arbor or someone's bothering a woman on a subway, trust me, Americans, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, it doesn't matter. They're going to jump in and they're going to help someone in distress. It's just what we as Americans do. I know it's what New Yorkers do. And I know that I've lived in very liberal cities. People help people. Americans help people. Simple as that.
I think we're all human.
Yeah. Well, thanks for your call, Tom. I do appreciate it. Let's check out. Let's go to Las Vegas. D, KBET. Welcome to the Savage Nation.
Hey, yeah, this is my, I think, second time calling, but I just want to raise a question. Why is everybody having a problem with President-elect Trump's choices when he never said he would clean the swamp? He said he would drain it. And when you drain, you have the dregs and all that other stuff, and then you have that which is good, it remains. He's cleaning out that which is no good and then letting that which is good remain. When you clean it, you start afresh. So I don't see what the problem is with why they have a big issue with who he's choosing and who he's let sing.
Well said, Dee, and I'll tell you the answer. It's short and sweet. The establishment, be it on the Democratic side or the establishment on the Republican side, the never Trumpers, are afraid of losing their power. And he is not beholden to anybody, and they are afraid that when he comes, he does not have to play by the rules that a Rubio would have played by, a Cruz would have played by, certainly a Hillary or Bernie Sanders would have played by. So it's all about power, D, and they're afraid they're losing theirs with President-elect Trump. There you have it. All right, don't go away. If you're holding, please continue to hold here on the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate. Check out michaelsavage.com. More on that and what you can get there when we come back here on the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Normally, At Christmas, we think of the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. I wonder, though, if this year we might remember how the story of the Nativity unfolds, with the fleeing of the Holy Family to escape violent persecution. And we might also remember that when the Prophet Muhammad migrated from Mecca to Medina, he did so because he, too, was seeking the freedom for himself and his followers to worship. Whichever religious path we follow, the destination is the same: to value and respect the other person, accepting their right to live out their peaceful response to the love of God.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, in for Dr. Savage. That is the voice of Prince Charles, for any of you who are wondering who the bloke was where we were playing the sound. Amazing. Maybe Charles is, he leans left, you know, he's a climate change guy, and he speaks out against aggressive populism, but that statement, urging Brits to think of Mohammed this Christmas, and in there, if you heard it, he said, "We might remember how the story of the Nativity unfolds with the fleeing of the Holy Family to escape violent persecution." Christians are still fleeing violent persecution, Prince Charles, in the Middle East. 2,000 plus years later, nothing has changed, okay? Nothing has changed. Why don't we think of Christians on Christmas? Yeah, it is truly, truly amazing. The Romans were chasing Herod. They were chasing after Mary, Joseph, and soon to be Jesus born. And now it's the Muslims. Unbelievable. But let's get back to the listeners here of the Savage Nation. Just so you know, New York Post, on their website, we were talking about fake crimes. For those just joining us, we're talking about fake crimes. We cited a church in Mississippi that was firebombed, that Vote Trump was written on the wall. We talked about a Muslim student who claimed she was attacked in Ann Arbor for wearing Muslim garb. That turned out to not be true. We talked about the woman on the subway in New York. That turned out not to be true. A Columbia University, I remember a few years later, there was a black professor was claiming racism because somebody put a noose on her door. That was not true. She put it on the door. Now in the New York Post, we have white cop tackles black mom after she called for help. She called for help. Listen, it should be cop tackles woman after she called for help. As I said in the first segment, we're never going to move forward. Truly, truly amazing. Lauren at WABC in my initial home of New York. How can I? All right, we'll move on from Lauren. We'll go down south to Georgia. Mike, welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you, Mike?
I'm doing all right, Lou. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you for holding. I appreciate your time.
Hey, I just had a quick comment. I think that if Trump would have been before Obama, I think we would have had a chance. But after Obama and the systematic dismantling in the United States Constitution, as well as the weakening of our standing in the world, and the downright cowardness that he's shown as a leader, I think that Trump has bit off more than he can chew. I personally think that we should isolate ourselves from the world, establish our own identity away from anybody else, and basically just start over. And I understand that that sits crooked with a lot of people, but at the same time, we can't keep letting people into this country that are meaning to do us harm and then hide behind political correctness. And unfortunately, I feel like it's too late for Donald Trump to really change that. We have to face the fact that we have terrorists inside the United States borders, and as soon as Donald Trump starts tightening down the screws, I have a feeling what we see overseas is going to be here in our homeland on a massive scale. They're not just going to go away quietly.
Well said, Mike, but I agree with you, and I disagree with you. Just quickly, 2 points. I don't agree that it's too late. It's never too late, and I think political correctness, although it'll never be dead, it's going to be dealt a severe blow beginning January 20th. It already has. I've often said for years, political correctness is domestic terrorism. You could write that one down and put it on your bulletin board, Mike. Political correctness is domestic terrorism. Not as good as unprotected talk. I'll give Dr. Savage that. Not as good as unprotected talk, but right up there with it. But is it? It's never too late. But the seeds have been sown, and now we have to rip them out by the root. I'm with you. I never wanted to live in be an isolationist. I never wanted to live in a isolationist nation. But now we have to. We don't just need a Muslim ban, Mike. We need a ban on everybody coming in here for a limited period of time until we can get our own house in order. And then we can start. Start with our allies. You know, start with the Brits and start with the European countries that work with us. That's a hint to France. Countries that work with us and go from there. Yeah, you know, people talk about white privilege and this privilege and how healthcare has to be a right and healthcare has to be a privilege. Listen, it is a privilege to live in America. And why I'm optimistic, Mike, is this reason. You see people from the Middle East coming over here, even people who obey and agree with Sharia law. But then they have children. They have teenage daughters, and they want to wear makeup, and they want to wear jeans, and they want to listen to Western music. So it's a thinning of the herd where Obama and his cronies, the ones who are indifferent to our safety, they're indifferent, as I've said many times today, about our future finances. They don't care, but the thinning, and they think this is going to strengthen the Muslim population and the thoughts of Sharia law. No, it's the thinning of the herd, because America is such a wonderful place. It is the greatest place on the planet. It is the only place where people risk their lives. Believe me, I live in South Florida. People risk their lives to come here from Cuba to cross the Florida Straits. Shark-infested waters on man-made little floating trees. Some people would call it a raft. I wouldn't even call them a raft. No other country in the world, Mike, do people risk their lives to get there? And when you get here and you start enjoying opportunity and what comes from hard work, and you know, a little good luck along the way always helps too, but what can happen with hard work, you want to start wearing your Levi's. You want to start listening to Western. You want to eat pizza one night, Chinese food the next night. You want to drink a cold beer on a hot summer day. And the younger generation sees that. So I'm optimistic. Mike, can I talk you into it?
I don't know. I'm optimistic that the United States will prevail. However, I think that we're going to see some dark days prior to getting to that point. And unfortunately, there's a lot of people that are going to suffer because of it. And although I don't think Donald Trump necessarily was the best choice for president, he is our president, and we are going to have to deal with it.
Did you vote for him, Mike?
Sure.
Well, I mean, quickly, are you happy with what you see so far?
I'm happy with a lot of the cabinet choices. I'm definitely happy with Mad Dog Matt. I understand that's supposed to be a civilian position. However, having some military experience in that particular position at this day and age, I think is a smart and should have been an all-along choice in the first place.
All right, Michael, we'll check in down the road, and we'll see how he's doing. But thank you for calling the Savage Nation. Do appreciate it. Look, Obama, it's too easy to beat up on him, but I'll say this. He surrounded himself with a bunch of academics. Academics surround themselves with a bunch of silly putty-brained students from the age of 18 to, say, 23. Okay, and they live in that bubble of academia that is not the real world, where everything works in theory, everything works on paper. When you get out into the real world, as everybody knows, it's not that cut and dry. Things get in the way. Life gets in the way of living, and you have to adjust. When it's on paper, you don't have to adjust. Let's check back in at WABC. Don, welcome to the Savage Nation.
How are you, sir?
I'm doing okay. Thanks for holding.
Okay, you're welcome. It's a pleasure to be retired and to have the time to really understand what's going on in the world that I was a part of the rat race of for over 50 years. You made a statement before that really touched me deeply. I've done a study on a million things. I'm an advocate out here where I live in Long Island, and I've gotten amazing things accomplished. The only thing is your worst enemy when you're an advocate is the people you're trying to help. They neither understand nor care, so you're all alone. You have to do it for yourself. You mentioned something about the newspapers, and I've done a careful study. If the bad guy is black, he is very, very slightly hinted at or not mentioned at all in the article. If he's Spanish, it's mentioned in the first two or three sentences. If he's white, it starts out, a white man, It is unbelievably prejudiced. I understand there was a time when I was a kid, newspapers, it was an unwritten law. You give the news, you don't opinionate on it. You don't give your opinion. Nobody cares for your opinion. Then you read the Daily News, and you see how childishly he is dumping Trump and all these people around the country. I am so sure that Trump is the guy that's going to change everything. I voted for the first time in 20 years. I just got out of politics completely. I am so sure that Donald, mainly because Donald has, I love him, he's got such an ego, he could never, ever, ever make a promise that he could not fulfill because he couldn't live with himself.
I agree with you. And listen, Don, just for the listeners, I just want to make clear, the listeners in Dr. Savage's office, Don mentioned the Daily News. That's a local New York paper that has eviscerated Trump and his family for the last year and a half. But the other thing about it is that paper is for sale, and they can't even give it away, Don. They can't even give people money to take that rag. So it's not even worth mentioning. But thanks for your call, Don. I do like that part about Donald Trump's ego, though. I don't think he could live with himself if he made a promise that he couldn't keep. He is truly a phenomenon. And I tell you what, I'll just tell you quickly before we go to a break. I worked at Trump Tower on the initial construction. I was just sweeping floors and stuff like that. Trust me, nothing really that worked with the structure of the building. But I have been in the presence of Donald Trump, and I had seen him operate it when I was a young man. And, you know, you're in the background, and I was up in his apartment, 66, 67, 68th floor. And he was a get it done type of guy without being a jerk. He didn't come on. I mean, sometimes, you know, you have to light a fire on the people and crack the whip and maybe use a little terse language. That's the way things sometimes have to be. But he had a way of getting it done. I mean, the building went up in record time, I know, because I was there for a lot of it. Then there was Trump Plaza over on 3rd Avenue. He has a way of getting it done, because as much as he was doing it then to enrich himself, now he doesn't have to further enrich himself. There's nothing more to accomplish there. And I truly believe he's doing it for us, which kind of ties into my initial statement of the show, which is that Obama limiting oil drilling in the Arctic and the Atlantic, firing a climate change scientist who was forthcoming with Congress, letting terrorists into the nation through the Syrian refugee program, not doing it for himself, not doing it for our safety or our financial future, doing it for his ideology. And that, again, is not leadership. You are listening to The Savage Nation. I encourage you to go to michaelsavage.com, subscribe to the newsletter, pick up a copy of Scorched Earth. It's not too late for the holidays. And Teddy and Me, they make great gifts. My name is Lou Pate. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
I think we do have to regard this as not a normal presidency. Some people say, oh, well, it's just we've had conservative, pompous, narcissistic presidents before. This is not normal. This is really dangerous. And we have to resist. We have to have a peaceful resistance. And what I try to do is list the kind of things that we all as citizens need to do and need to have our representatives and senators in Congress do. Not only mount a forceful rejection of these Trump nominees, most of whom are completely unqualified and incompetent with regard to enforcing the purposes of these agencies that they are going to be running, or Trump wants them to run, but also individually, we need to boycott Trump products.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation, the home of MichaelSavage.com, Scorched Earth, Teddy and Me, and of course, go to MichaelSavage.com and sign up for that newsletter. If you did not recognize that voice, that is the voice of inch-high private eye Robert Reich, who never seems to go away. Yeah, all about 4'8" of him shows up on TV. I think they have to give him the little booster seat. Like, remember when you were a kid and you're getting in the barber's chair? You had to get in the barber's chair and they had to give you a little booster seat? I think he needs one of those when he appears on CNN, because He is not diminutive in size. He is diminutive in size, but also in class. He is diminutive in the way he carries himself with comments like that. Which, by the way, did you hear the Freudian slip in there? I know the Dr. Savage listeners picked up on that Freudian slip when he said they are... Oh, here, he said... It was in the last part of it. He said, not only... mount a forceful rejection of these Trump nominees, most of whom are completely unqualified and incompetent with regard to enforcing the purposes of these agencies that they are going to be running. That they are going to be running. That's the Freudian slip, my friends. That he knows. He knows there is nothing that the Democrats in the Senate and the powers that be on the left behind the scene, whether it's a George Soros or whoever it is funding all of this crap, none of it, he knows that they can't stop, whether it's Rex Tillerson or whether it's Sean Spicer, who was announced today is going to be the White House press secretary. He knows there is nothing he can do. That was a Freudian slip. But why boycott Trump products? Trump Organization, I think I've seen statistics, employs approximately, 10,000 employees, give or take. Or you want to boycott Trump products, Trump hotels, Trump golf courses? You want to put them out of business, hence put Americans out of work? Is that what you want, Robert Reich? Think about it. If it comes down to a Larry Summers or a Rex Tillerson, I'm going to go with old Rex, you know, because Larry wasn't the Secretary of State, but he was a cabinet member is what I'm saying. Rex ran ExxonMobil. What are they doing? Approximately $8 billion in profits a quarter. I want that guy on my team. All right. I want him handling my finances. I want to hug him and have some of that good information rub off. Truly, truly amazing. The ignorance that is going on out there. Amazing. Hey, if you want to get on the conversation, 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. My name is Lou Pate. We'll be back after the break. We're going to be talking about race in America. Ivanka Trump accosted on a plane. She was flying coach. You're listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, winner of the National Radio Hall of Fame Award, Michael Savage.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage, and I encourage you to visit michaelsavage.com. While there, you can subscribe to the Savage newsletter, and it's not too late for the holidays to pick up the New York Times bestseller, Scorched Earth, and also Teddy and Me. Come on, who doesn't love Teddy? Who doesn't love dogs? And if you don't love dogs, you will after you purchase Teddy and Me. All things at michaelsavage.com. Great to be back. Great to be on. I want to take your phone calls if you are so inclined to get involved in the conversation. 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. It's been a barnstorm of a show. Having a great time. We're going to continue it. One more hour to go. We're going to be talking about race in America. It is a very delicate subject that I love to address because I'm not afraid to talk about race because I tell the truth about race. There was the MTV put out there. I guess it's the place for millennials to go who are confused about racial issues. I don't know. But they put out resolutions for white males for 2017. We're going to play that for you if you have not seen it already. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. And then we're going to talk about how lawmakers in Wisconsin are threatening a college up there. They're going to take away their funding because they actually have a class. Get this, folks. It's called The Problem with Whiteness. Truly an amazing phenomenon. Some people need a calendar. Some people really need a calendar to know that 2017 is here, okay? Yeah. But before we get to that, I would like to talk to you about Ivanka Trump, the second child, first daughter of President-elect Trump, very high profile, introduced her father at the convention. She has three children. She has her husband, Jared Kushner. He's a developer in New York as well, also runs The Observer. We're going to be seeing a lot of her. Three beautiful children, and she seems like a nice person, and let's just say, as we would say, she's a very attractive young lady, a very attractive young mom. Well, she was on a JetBlue flight. Okay, she's worth, they say personally, $150 million. She comes from a billionaire family. She's flying coach, folks. She was flying coach. And as the Dr. Savage team pointed out to me that I didn't even notice from the picture, she's got a middle seat. Coach and a middle seat flying with three children. Have any of you ever flown with a child? Okay? Have you ever flown where there's a child sitting next to you? Never mind three of your own. I got to give her credit for getting on a plane with three children. But anyway, she's on this plane, and as an out-of-control passenger, this man starts berating her and jeering at her and her three kids, saying her father is ruining the your father is ruining the country. He said, and I quote, "Why is she on our flight? She should be flying private." The guy had his own kid in his arms when he starts assailing her and her three children there. To her credit, Ivanka Trump ignored the man as much as could be and tried to distract her children from this negative barrage of verbal attack by, you know, giving them crayons and telling them to color and things of that nature, because it's weird. Things like this stick with people. And the guy was removed from the plane forcibly, and he's wondering why. I'm sure he's going to blame her. But if I could just digress for a second, she's flying coach, she's sitting in the middle, and he's yelling at her saying she should be flying private. Well, if she was getting off of a private jet, would you be calling her some derogatory name that rhymes with rich for flying private? Or would you accuse her, if she was getting off Air Force One, of spending taxpayer dollars? Did you do that? Because we've had Michelle Obama's mother living in the White House for 7 years, and we've been paying the freight for everything with her. Has anybody complained about that? No, but they would. But anyway, so you have this, and it was really weird to me, because I'm reading the story, and it describes this man, and he's out of control, and he's yelling at Ivanka Trump, and then, later I find out that it's like, it says here, 7:48 Pacific time, the husband of the unruly passenger tweeted an hour before the plane took off, "Ivanka and Jared at JFK flying commercial, my husband chasing them down to harass them." So I had to go back and read, because I'm like, my husband's harassing them. I thought it was a guy who was yelling at them, and then it clicked. Whoop. Oh, okay. This is a gay couple. And then it clicked again. Ivanka probably has more in common with this guy than he knows, because she is not as right wing, it is, as her father campaigned, or as he's going to govern. So it's kind of pretty ironic that this guy got himself kicked off of a plane for harassing Ivanka Trump and her three children. Listen, I know she's a public figure. I know she's out there, people are going to say things to public figures. They do it to athletes. They do it to actors and actresses. I'm sure Dr. Savage has to deal with it when he's out there, whether he's having Chinese food with Teddy or whatever. Public figures know the price, that when you're a public figure, you're going to get knuckleheads sometimes. But not in front of the kids. You got your kid. She's got her kids. Not with the kids. You know what I'm saying? Go send an email. But it was truly an amazing phenomenon. And JetBlue has released a statement saying, and I quote, "The decision to remove a customer from a flight is not taken lightly. If the crew determines that a customer is causing conflict on the aircraft, the customer will be asked to deplane, especially if the crew feels the situation runs the risk of escalation during the flight. Our team worked to reaccommodate the party on the next available flight." End quote. Well, this guy's going to blame her. He's going to blame because she's rich. He's going to blame because she's the president's daughter. I did have to wonder, I'm not criticizing the Secret Service, but where were they? I know the children get Secret Service protection. Maybe they didn't have a detail with them. I don't know. But let's get to the phones here on the Savage Nation. Charlotte, thank you for holding and welcome to the Savage Nation. How are you?
Hi there.
Hi.
Thank you.
How can I help you today?
Yes, I'm a 27-year veteran of flight attendant for a major carrier. And when you travel with children, the last thing anybody wants is them in business class. But Ivanka Trump and her family were kind enough to sit and coach, which is where kids need to be, because they need a lot of room. That's a family of five. Plus, you know they had to have at least three security detail with them. Their Secret Service does not have to get involved. They have to protect them. They're not there to police the plane. The flight attendants are there to make sure things go well. Now, I also know that when you're asked to sit down and choose not to and still trying to be a jerk, there's choices to be made. We have to assess, will this guy cool it? And maybe we can make this flight with him, or, oh, there's no freaking way. I'm flying 5 hours with a nut job in the airplane. And
is that official airport language, or is that just amongst the steward crew?
That's official jump seat language.
I like jump seat language. I like that.
That I'm flying with a nut job for 5 hours. And, you know, Coach is probably, you know, the plane that she took off in did not have the fuel capability. I'm also a pilot. To go all the way to Hawaii, more than likely she is stopping in L.A., changing flights, and flying first class to Honolulu or wherever it is she's going. But that's not even the point. She has a right to fly anywhere she wants. And JetBlue has great seats. They're big seats. It's a good carrier. But you know, nobody has a right to harass anybody on an airplane. It's an FAR, Federal Air Regulation. When you're asked to sit down, you choose not to comply. Their choices to be made. And I've done the same thing with people. I've actually taken them off the plane. Like, you've got two choices. You can sit down and be quiet, or you cannot go. Which one do you want to do?
But you know, when it comes down to it, and I was talking with Dr. Savage's team about this during the break, and they made some great points. Michelle Obama, you know, this would not be tolerated if it was Michelle Obama. If this was the children of President Obama, if it was the children of Joe Biden, even if it was the children of George W. Bush, or when Chelsea was a kid, you know, they made fun of her looks and stuff, which was mean and uncalled for, and I felt awkward. I felt horrible about that at the time. You leave the families alone, but to publicly attack someone like this, it's just uncalled for. But, you know, I don't know if there's going to be a media outcry about this, but I do know that there is a double standard, and that's part of what we were talking about earlier. There is the double standard in the media about how they address Republicans, how they address white versus black versus Hispanic, how they verse Democratic criminals versus Republican criminals. And, for instance, you couldn't even criticize Michelle Obama's garden. They would call you racist. You couldn't criticize that she's wearing $500 sneakers. Here we have a woman flying coach, and she's accosted by this man holding his own child. I'm just flabbergasted by it, Charlotte.
Well, it is flabbergasting. In my own workforce, racial tensions have never been worse than they are now. Absolutely the worst I've ever seen them. And even after O.J. Simpson, which went strictly down racial lines, it wasn't as bad as it is now.
Hey, Charlotte, I got to run, but I do want to thank you for your call, and a Merry Christmas to you and your family. And not to be redundant, but I did mention that earlier in the show, how President Obama missed an incredible opportunity as the first truly biracial president to bring people together, but he didn't do it. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. If you want to get in on the conversation, 855-400-728. 2855-400-SAVAGE. If you're holding, please continue to hold. My name is Lou Pate, in for Michael Savage here on The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282, SAVAGE.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Well, Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Lou Pate sitting in for Dr. Savage, and we are just a few days away from Christmas, and it's never too late to go to michaelsavage.com, subscribe for the newsletter, and also pick up a copy of Scorched Earth. And hey, it's more important now than it was before the election. Trust me, even though everything's going to change on January 20th, you'll be ahead of the game if you read Dr. Savage's latest tome, Scorched Earth. And while you're there, pick up Teddy and Me. Why not? Welcome back. Lou Pate here with you. I love dogs. I love dogs better than most people I meet. I really do. We were talking about Ivanka Trump being accosted by a man holding his own child while she's there with her three children. She's flying coach, center seat, and the guy starts screaming at her. He was removed from the plane. It's uncalled for. You have to leave that, even though she's a public figure and she's going to be part in a big way of the administration. What capacity remains to be seen? You don't go after someone like that. And I did question, where's the Secret Service? But before we get back, I'm going to get right back to your calls. I want to give you an update. Remember that quote-unquote YouTube star, or I should say YouTube quote star, Muslim YouTube star, who said he was kicked off a plane because he was speaking in Arabic on the phone? Well, it's coming out right now as we speak, breaking that he lied. He lied about Delta Airlines throwing him off the plane for speaking Arabic. But they're saying he's a hoaxer now. He's a prankster. Probably found out what the sentence is for screwing with the FAA. We'll find out. So, yeah, you'll hear more about that. But it was a hoax. It was a hoax. Yeah, you might go to jail. It was a hoax. It might be a $10,000 fine, but it was a joke. Not funny. Let's get back to the phones. Let's go out to San Francisco. Andrew, from Dr. Savage's original radio home, KSFO, how are you?
Hi. Well, I'd like to say that we should call things as they are. And it seems to me that the clear underlying motivation of this gay man harassing Ivanka was hate. So why don't we charge people like that with hate crimes? Obviously, Ivanka's not going to do it, but... doesn't that make sense?
It would make sense, but now I mentioned that he happened to be gay because the way they wrote it in the article, it wasn't clear. But it had nothing to do with sexuality, sexual preference, or anything like that. He just happened to be a gay married man holding his child, and she happened to be a heterosexual married woman there with her children. He starts screaming at her about her father, nothing to do with sexual identity, politics, or anything like that. I don't know if you'd call it. He's obviously full of hate. He's obviously angry about something, but I don't know. I got to stop short and slightly disagree with you there, Andrew. I don't think it was a hate crime, but he might have violated some FAA regulations that might get him a hefty fine.
Right. Well, somebody motivated by hate and can't contain himself. That's not very good.
No, especially an outburst in public, and I'll repeat it again at the risk of being redundant. The worst is that he said it in front of his children and her children. It's uncalled for. You got to hold back on these things. But thank you, Andrew. Do appreciate it. We don't want to jump to the term hate crime. We've seen that too much, the biased crime. They always say, well, the white man shot the black man. Well, that's either murder or attempted murder. No, it's a biased crime. You got to remove these words from our vocabulary. Let's stay in San Francisco. Steve from KSFO as well. Thank you. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Oh, we lost Steve. Maybe you hit a bad cell zone. Give us a call back, Steve. But it is, president's family, the kids. I don't know where the Secret Service was. I'm not criticizing them. But maybe it didn't escalate to the level where they felt they had to jump in. Maybe the flight attendants had a handle on it. Maybe they removed him quickly. I'm sure they're there in plain clothes, probably sitting somewhere very close by, and they just figured that this didn't escalate. The crew handled it. Big mouth, shot off his mouth, got removed from the plane. Let's not show who we are just yet. They could pull a Richard Marx. Did you see Richard Marx the other day? There was a flight. It was a four-hour flight that he was on. I forget where he was going, which country he was going. South Korea, I believe. He must be doing the concert rounds. And there was some crazy passenger that went out of control. And there you have Richard Marx. Now, Robert, he was with Daisy Fuentes. Is he married to her? I don't know. He is. Lucky guy. Daisy Fuentes was mentioned. I was like, Daisy Fuentes? I haven't read that name since the 80s. Anyway, long story short, pop singer Richard Marx on a plane jumped in, restrained the guy, and the incident was thwarted before it stopped. So we tip our hat to Richard Marx for stepping it up. And even more importantly, when asked about it later, Richard Marx said, don't make a big deal about it. I'm not a hero. So he's modest as well. We like that too. So sell a few albums there. My name is Lou Pate. Check out michaelsavage.com. Subscribe to that newsletter and get Scorched Earth. Christmas is only 3 days away. You are listening to The Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate. We'll be back right after this.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage. If you are inclined to get in on the conversation, we encourage it. 855-400-7282, 855-400-SAVAGE. I encourage you to visit michaelsavage.com. It is never too late to pick up the New York Times bestseller, Scorched Earth. Holidays are upon us, so it makes a great gift. And subscribe to the newsletter. And when you're picking up Scorched Earth, why not pick up Teddy and me? Trust me. Dogs. Cat people, don't get mad at me, but I like the dogs better than the cats. All your needs at michaelsavage.com. Again, Lou Pate here with you. We're going to shift gears here a little bit. MTV. Who even knew it was on the air still? You remember back in the day when they actually had music videos? Wow, it was fun. Bands were creative, new way to get your music out there, new way to make money. It was fun. Videos were fun. A lot of them were bad, but even the bad ones were fun to watch early in the day, or back in the day, because it was new. But now MTV's kind of evolved into this. Again, I didn't even know it was still around. I think, Robert, is Ridiculousness on MTV? Is that where I see that when I'm flipping through the channels? Is Ridiculous? Ah, see, no one knows. And that's not a knock, huh? Anyway, MTV. Earlier this week, they really solidified their reputation as being this haven for left-wing millennials. They actually put out a video called, and I quote, 2017 Resolution for White Guys. And it offered such advice as stop mansplaining and stop saying all lives matter and blue lives matter. I guess all lives don't matter. I guess the lives of police officers don't matter. Remember Martin O'Malley was running in the early days of the presidency? Martin O'Malley on the Democratic side, he was at a rally and he said all lives matter. And he got booed. He got booed for saying all lives matter. This is the mindset of the radical left. In my opinion, they're no different than the radical Muslims out there. Truly, truly disturbed. And mansplaining? What is this? Ricky Ricardo? You know? Lucy. Got some splaining to do. Anyway, it goes on for like a minute and 20 seconds. And it really provides a lot of ammunition to anybody who's slightly older than a millennial, which I fall into that category, to despise millennials. I mean, really, you don't want to hate anybody. And I understand there's a generation gap. Each generation sees flaws in the generation coming up behind them. And the generations that are coming up behind look at the ones ahead of them, even the next generation, as old codgers. But this thing is beyond the pale. And I've got the script here, but the Dr. Savage crew, ever working diligently, actually told me they have the audio. So it's a little long. I might stop it in the middle, but we're going to play at least a minute of it for you. You will not believe this is real. This is MTV 2017 Resolution for White Guys. Robert, please.
Hey, fellow white guys.
It's about to be a new year.
And there's a few things we think you could do a little bit better in 2017.
First off, try to recognize that America was never great for anyone who wasn't a white guy.
Can we all just agree that Black Lives Matter isn't the opposite of All Lives Matter? Black lives just matter. There's no need to overcomplicate it.
Also, Blue Lives Matter isn't a thing.
Cops weren't born with blue skin, right? I mean, yeah!
They weren't born blue.
Stop bragging about being woke. Stop saying woke.
Learn what mansplaining is, and then stop doing it.
Oh, and if you're a judge, don't prioritize the well-being of an Ivy League athlete over the woman he assaulted.
We all love Beyonce. And yeah, she's black, so of course she cares about black issues. I'm talking to you, Fox News.
Feel free to take Kanye West, though. You guys can have him.
You know what you did, Kanye. Nobody who has black friends says that they have black friends.
And just because you have black friends doesn't mean you're not racist. You can be racist with black friends.
Look, guys, we know nobody's perfect.
But honestly, you could do a little better in 2017.
All right, so- there we go. I think we could end it there. Talk, I mean, obnoxious, ignorant, condescending, all of these different words come for that. And they believe this stuff. When I read about it, I thought it was going to be satire. I thought it was going to be another bad, like, Saturday Night Live skit or something like that. But then I realized they really mean this. America is never as great unless you're a white guy. It is truly an amazing phenomenon. It goes back to the Chinese helping to build the railroads and the Italian and the Irish laborers and the German laborers, you know, the foundation of every city, every great city, which are now all urban, the foundation, the bedrock of all of those cities are hard-working immigrants who came over here from all different colors, ethnicities, religions, everything. Folks, young people today need a calendar. I know I sound like the old codger when I say that, but you're looking past how great America has always been and how much better it has become and how much it is going to improve as we move into 2017. It is truly an amazing phenomenon that people think that they are oppressed, that they need safe zones. I read something where in San Diego they're going to have areas of restaurants where it's a no-hate zone. Well, what if you hate the service? What if you hate the food? Doesn't mean you're hating the guy sitting next to you. Oh, my God. Sometimes I think we just have it too easy here in America. And trust me, I don't have it easy. But I wish people could understand what it is really like. The first time I ever left this country, when I came back, I literally kissed the ground. And I went to other Western civilized, I'm not counting all the islands in the Caribbean, I don't count that, even though it's foreign countries. I went to Paris, went to London, went to all these different places, and in Europe, and Western civilization, and I came back, I was like, oh my God, as beautiful as it was, what a great vacation it was a few times, this place is just amazing. Mwah! I kissed the feet of America. Unbelievable. Let's get back to the phones. It is 855-400-SAVAGE. Gerald, welcome to the Savage Nation. Thank you for holding.
Hey, thank you. I've just want to ask your opinion on something. I agree with what you say on the hate crime. It's getting carried away. But unfortunately, it is a law. Hate crimes, am I right?
Yes, it's a ridiculous law, but it is a law. You are correct.
But here's my thing. In the beginning of November, the black church was burnt out, and they spray-painted Vote Trump. Okay. Immediately, everybody assumed white people did it because, obviously, angry white men voted for Trump.
Wait, hold on. Back up a second. I didn't think that. As soon as I saw that, and I remember the day I watched it, I looked at my girlfriend and I said, it's too obvious. It's too, no, even a white supremacist, even an Aryan Nation guy isn't going to do that. If you are really fueled by hate, and you are going to burn a church, or a temple, or anything, you're not going to start with the graffiti messages. To me, it was very obvious that it was not a Trump supporter. And come on, give up the whole angry white voter thing. That is statistically just not true.
Right, I agree with you. My thing is, but a lot of these liberals who want to put blame everywhere don't stop and think this intelligently like you do or other people do. So immediately they're going to think different than what we're thinking. So to me, isn't the fact that it looks like it from one other point of view, could that possibly be mistaken as a hate crime or interpreted that way?
You mean just because they believe it? No, that just makes them lacking of intelligence, makes them stupid.
Right, right. But
like, for instance, I see what you're saying, Gerald. It's a hate crime to accuse somebody of a crime that they did not commit. I'm with you. I know your thought process on that, and it's an excellent point. But what we see going on here now at CNN and MSNBC and actually the whole NBC News team is that they are only too willing, too gullible to take stories such as this, to take stories as the girl in Ann Arbor, to take stories like the hoaxer who just was exposed on the airlines, that Delta Airlines did not throw him off because he was speaking Arabic. Things like that should be not a hate crime. It should just be a crime. I don't think crimes should be called hate. I think, Gerald, if someone murders someone for whatever reason, whether it's money, whether it's lust, whether it's some passion, some road rage, at that time when you're taking this person's life or attempting to take this person's life, it's hate. It has nothing to do with anything. Murder is murder. Hate is hate. And you shouldn't get more because you're murdering or robbing someone for whatever reason. We have to get away from that. We're never going to move forward as a society, but it's the media that's holding themselves back.
Yeah, brother, I completely agree with you on that. Like I said, I'm just curious about your opinion on that, and I thank you for letting me take the time to talk to you.
Hey, anytime. You're always welcome here on the Savage Nation, even if I'm not here. I feel comfortable saying that you can call Dr. Savage or any of the other fill-in hosts anytime. Thank you, Gerard. Do appreciate it. Merry Christmas to you and your family. So you guys heard that MTV message. As I said, ignorant, obnoxious, condescending. I wish it was satire, but it's not. I don't know how we got to this point because, you know, we've gone through the racial strife, the civil rights era, the 60s, the 70s, the civil rights laws of 1964. I guess they help, but they put it on paper. Really, what had to change was the mindset, and that takes time. But right now in America, and a lot of people are going to get mad at me about this, everyone is equal. Okay, that doesn't mean you're not going to come across a knucklehead somewhere along the line, be they black, white, Hispanic, Asian, American Indian, Native American, however you want to, you know, whatever titles we're using. Again, remember I said political correctness is domestic terrorism. If I call a Native American an Indian, you know, sue me. What can I say? Everyone is equal. Some people have it up on others. Some people were born to wealthy families. Some people are luckier than others. Most people in America just work hard, create their own opportunities. That's what I'm trying to do, you know. So some days are good, some days are bad. But no one is being denied an education. No one is being denied housing. No one is turned away from an emergency room at a hospital if they are close to death, okay? Everything is available here, okay? No one is being turned away because of the color of their skin. That doesn't mean there's different opportunities for different economic levels. But that's where the incentive comes in. That's what you, in America, you should see something and strive for it. It's like, okay, I was born here, I was born there, I was born on the lower end of the economic ladder. There are enough opportunities for people in urban areas to get out. It's been done before. It's been done many times. Heck, I'll cite President Obama as an example. You know, he grew up whiter than me, and I'm white, but, you know, he's raised by his white grandparents in Kansas and in Ohio, but it cannot be denied, he comes from a broken family. His father was not around. He met him twice, okay, through different programs, whether it's affirmative action or whatever it was, you know, with like that one application where he said he was Indonesian in order to get some benefits. I forget the exact details. He comes from a broken family. That's the thing. And the race shouldn't matter. Comes from a broken family, and that kind of sets you back just a little bit. He ascended to the presidency of the United States. There's no excuses. That doesn't mean everybody's going to make it. What it means is no one's going to stop you from trying. That's the important part about America. You go to Cuba, they're going to stop you from trying. They have a record now, dissidents being thrown back in jail ever since they opened up economic ties with the United States. It's a communist country. Same thing in China. Same thing in these theocracies in the Middle East. You disappear. Look what's going on in Mexico with the cartels running the place down there. No place in America do we have opportunity for everyone. Everyone is equal. And for those who are crying and need safe spaces and feel that there's white privilege in this country, which there's not, You are holding yourself back. You truly are, and it is an amazing phenomenon. We'll take a quick break if you'd like to get on the conversation. 855-400-SAVAGE. You are listening to The Savage Nation.
Join The Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
It is the Savage Nation. My name is Lou Pate, sitting in for Dr. Savage. Having a great time. Hope you are too. 855-400-SAVAGE if you want to get in on the conversation. Just a few minutes left before the top of the hour. We were talking about race relations in America and how somehow the calendar got flipped and people don't know it's 2017 and that we're all equal in America today. We talked about MTV putting out their resolutions for white men in 2017. Again, obnoxious, ignorant, condescending. Now we bring you to the University of Wisconsin-Madison's African Cultural Studies Department. Folks, you can't make this stuff up. They have a class called The Problem with Whiteness. The Problem with Whiteness. It's a whiteness is associated with many problems in our society. Slavery, Jim Crow, mass incarceration, because we know everybody in prison is innocent. Job discrimination, housing discrimination. Unbelievable. But now there's a state representative there out of Greenville, Wisconsin, who I tip my hat to, Dave Murphy. He said, and along with Senator Steve Nash as well, said they are calling for the class to be canceled, and if not, the school, well, might have to forfeit some funds, okay? He's implied that the university funding for the next few years could be in trouble if the class, which is an elective, is still being offered. This is blatant racism, folks. Not that they're calling to cancel the class. The fact that you can have a problem with whiteness class, the fact that our colleges and our institutions all around the country, some of which are the best places to be educated in the world, have really crawling under the mat of ignorance. And I think the sad part about it is one, that they teach these things, and that a lot of young, vulnerable, impressionable, silly putty-brained students believe it and then carry it out into their adulthood until they learn the truth of reality, of what life is all about. But not that they teach it. The worst part is the people who are propagating this, the professors, they actually believe it. They believe it. These are white professors, lily white liberals, who actually have this extreme form of, I guess they still call it white guilt. It is truly amazing and sad. But hey, the legislators there in Wisconsin are stepping it up. Hey, special thanks to Dr. Savage for having me on. Special thanks to the Savage Nation listeners. Robert and Jim, excellent to work with you. Merry Christmas to all of you and to all of your families. I'll be back next Thursday. Merry Christmas from the Savage Nation. My name